Welcome everybody, Shir number 1480. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Dave Ben Rabban Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blim Bas Ram Moshe and Rafua Shalema Sara Gittel Bas Tzivya. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, so we are in the middle of talking about running, exercise, a little bit jumping. Interesting things. I just want to read from the Sefer Lamites Malachas, how he explains it. We've been going through the Sefer Klalim a little bit, just to have a little bit of a change into the Sefer Lamites Malachas on page 96. And over there he talks about Divrei Kabbalah, he brings on the Pasuk, the Psukim that we were talking about, where we learn it out from. But he says like this, in that which we spoke about, whereby our movements and our going should not be the same as on Shabbos, should not be the same as during the week, we learned from the Pasuk. So he says like this, the Gemara explains that the words of the Navi imply that your manner of walking on Shabbos must not be the same as during the week, right? What does that mean? What am I supposed to walk on my hands instead of my feet? So, no, it means like this. He says, he explains. During the week, mundane responsibilities compel a person to rush and meet deadlines of one kind or another, right? Mundane responsibilities. I'm going to rush to go here. Everybody is a hustle bustle like mamish, you know. I remember, like we said over many times, we used to have a store and people used to come in, you know, the car and I got to go and the babysitter and this and that and work and the bus and the trip. People running, flying, jumping all over the place, you know. But that's during the week, hustle and bustle, as they say. On Shabbos, we have to go take it easy, not rush, and it has to be different than during the week. So that's how he brings it down. This sort of hustle and bustle is a typical of busy everyday life and is the opposite of the spirit of Shabbos. That's all. Shabbos is calm, relaxed. Rushed walking and impatient movement is a disruption of the serenity of Shabbos and the distraction of its honor. So it's very, as they say in English, well put, the way he brings it down. Interesting. Fine. So now he goes on to give an example. One may not run home from a friend to perform. So what's the running, right? We spoke about, we're going to talk a little bit about, in conjunction with a mitzvah and so on. So what's regular running? One may not run home from a friend, say on Shabbos, to perform a household chore, for example, clean the table, sweep the floor. I got to get home quickly to sweep the floor. I'm at my friend's house. Oh, it's getting late. Diaper a child, the one who's not in pain. We're not talking about somebody where it's uncomfortable, just whatever. A regular chore, it's not really a mitzvah per se. Mitzvah per se meaning like I'm going to daven, I'm going to make kiddush or whatever. So then you are not supposed to run. You're not supposed to run. You have to go slow. Whereby during the week, a person might run because I only got a certain amount of hours in the day to accomplish what I have to do, right? Fine. So that's as far as that goes. Then he goes on to say, explaining on page 97, one may take a leisurely stroll on Shabbos for enjoyment. Like we said, I'm going for a simple walk. However, jogging, exercising and running, like we mentioned, in general are not allowed because of the principle of hiluchacha, right? In other words, your ways have to be different, which restricts exertive movements on Shabbos. However, one is permitted to hurry and run to see or participate in something of great interest or enjoyment. Okay, we'll see some examples what he means by that. Okay, so number one, he brings an example, a simple mitzvah. One may hurry, right, or even run to participate in a kiddush reception, right? I'm going to go be mekayim if you want, mekayim the mitzvah of gemilas chasadim, right? My friend is making a kiddush, he'll be so happy to see me. Good, I'm going to hurry up and run because, or it could be that the kiddush, you know, I shouldn't come late, but it's mamash, it's a mitzvah. I'm going to do a chesed and make this person happy. A person makes a kiddush, they want to, they want to see me. Another example it brings on, a girl may run to join an interesting conversation containing no lashon hara, of course, that is taking place at a friend's house. So that's interesting because of the fact that it's an enjoyment, a mamish an enjoyment. Okay, so he brings on the back on number 377, 378, in reference to, we're not going to go through the whole thing now from the Shulchan Aruch, then the Sharetzion, and so on. In general, when it's an enjoyment, very enjoyable thing, right, the Ritzel Chol Taini Bechlal HaHeter, V'dafka L'davar, when something that's mutter, obviously, to do, but they're going to have, it's going to be a very enjoyable thing, whatever they're doing. So, Hu Adin Nemutter L'Ritzel Chol Shar Taini. It's like Achilah Shasi, it's like eating and drinking for enjoyment. So, that's an interesting example that he brings down, that a girl may run to join an interesting conversation. Obviously, like we said, no lashon hara, a girl. Notice how he says a girl. A man is generally one that should be learning Torah, but a girl wants to talk to her friends, whatever, on Shabbos Kodesh, right? That's taking place in a person's house. So if she wants to hurry, so that would also be okay. Okay, so now he brings down also in reference to younger children, you know, also youngsters who enjoy, we spoke about last time also, little kids jump around, right? So you can't say, well, it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to run, little kids, right? So similarly, youngsters, I don't know exactly how young, but Lamaisa, who enjoy jumping and running, may be allowed to do so. This is because running and jumping, that is a source of enjoyment and not similar to a, you know, in other words, the point is over there, it's not like the weekday chores, you know, why a person runs to work. It's not that they're not enjoying that. They just have to get to work on time, quote unquote, you know. So that's like a different type of a running. But over here, it's mamish, it's the younger children, right? Or children in general. They like to run and jump. You look around, can I know her exum to hate on Shabbos Kodesh, kids running around, even the older kids, whatever the case is. So running and jumping for enjoyment, these young children, would be okay. It's not a distraction of the honor of Shabbos, because opposite, it's rather for a simple pursuit of enjoyment. It's for the tainig of, in general. So, okay, we'll continue next time going on, into more ins and outs of this all important, halachas of, running and jumping on Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tuv.